I want to educate some people about saints, but I need some help. So I need the first grade to come up here, because they're the ones that know it all. Come on up here and sit by me up here. They know everything, so listen to them. Are we all seated? Okay, good. All right, so we talk, you know about saints, don't you? And I said to you that there were three things that make you a saint. So who knows the first one? All right, say it out loud. What's the first one that has to make you a saint? You have to be dead. Okay, that's the one you remember. Okay. that's true. You have to be dead, because you could be a person that's really, really nice, but you're not dead. You're not a saint yet. So, all right, what's the second one? Well, that's Mary's, a name of a saint. You have to be good. That's right. Put your hands down. That's the second one, that you have to be good. You can't be a saint if you're a bad person, were you? No, I don't think so. And what's the final one? No, but that's being good. You have to be in heaven. That's right. See, you guys did really, really good. So you have to be dead. You have to be good, and you have to be in heaven, right, to be a saint? How many of you know somebody that's died? That's a lot of you. And so if that person that you know has died in heaven, they're a saint. So everybody that's in heaven is a saint. But the church recognizes special people that they know are in heaven. Now, this is the hard one. Do you remember the church like says, okay, these people were good, that they died, and we made them a saint because we found out something that they have to do that the church says that they could be a saint. Do you remember? You have to love Jesus, that's true, but the church says that you have to do something begins with an M. Do you remember? You have to do a miracle. Aren't these guys something? You have to have a miracle, that's right. And the church says if somebody's going to be a saint, if you pray to them and they do a miracle, then they can get to be a saint, the church says. What's a miracle? Yeah. Something that happens, yeah. You don't expect to happen, that's right. That's right. God made the miracle. So a miracle is something very, very special, like that nobody can explain why it happened. And that's one of the reasons why we can pray to saints. We can always pray to Jesus, and we can always pray to Mary, but one of the reasons we pray to saints is because we know that they were here and experienced what we did. And there's so many saints that there's a saint for everybody, for everything. They have saints for, like, people that cut hair. They have saints for people that drive a bus. They have saints for people that paint. They have saints for people who make shoes. Isn't that silly? But if you did all that and you wanted somebody to help you, we have special saints that you can pray to. All right? Tell me a saint that you know. Saint John. Saint Elizabeth. St. Mary, St. Dominic, that's a good one. St. John Paul II, that's Father Aaron's favorite, so you probably like him. St. Clair. St. Luke. St. Gabriel is an angel. St. Genevieve, there is a St. Genevieve. St. Augustine. St. Anthony. Why do we pray to St. Anthony? Do you know? If we lose something, we pray to St. Anthony. St. Elizabeth. Any more on this side? Yep. St. John. So you guys know all your saints. What I want to ask you, that's all right, put your hands down. What I want to ask them, and I want to ask all of you today, is to invite a saint to sit with you. In your own mind, invite a saint to come and sit with you for the rest of Mass. And if you feel like talking to that person in your head, talk to them and see what they're like. And if you want to invite that saint to walk with you for the day and be with you for today, do that. And invite the saints, because that's what happens at every Mass. One of the reasons they make churches so big is that the saints all come and celebrate Mass with us. So they're all waiting for you to ask them to come and sit by you. The saints are people that we use and we talk to just like you would talk to a friend. And you have different friends for different things. So I want you all, and you all, to think about a saint that you like. If there's a saint that you've prayed to in the past, have them sit with you and have them talk to you and see what they say to you and see if you can talk to them and stay with them for the day. And if you don't know any saints or want to get a new one, then pray to a new one and see what they're like. The saints talk to us just like we talk to them as well. And hopefully, when we go to heaven, what will we be? We'll all be saints. That's right. All right, you guys can go sit down. Thank you. You did really well. So I ask everyone, again, if you want to meet a new saint, just think of one. If you have an old saint that you've prayed to and been with, ask them to be with you here at Mass today. Have them sit by you at Mass. Talk to them. Take them home with you for the day. Talk to them for the day and wish them well. And don't forget that there's a whole community up there that prays for us down here.